Chapter 33, Love. Please review Chapter 25 on Love in Healing Power Revised, pages 363 to 382. Following is a review of this material with some additional points and exercises. The essence of religion is the triumph of love over pain. We share a seemingly infinite variety of painful problems that we manage either unskillfully or skillfully. When we manage our pain unskillfully, we get stuck or go backwards. When we manage our problems skillfully, we hold our ground and move forward. When we respond to our problems with love, we are skillful pain managers. Love itself is the skillful pain manager. Love is greater than pain. To put this profound principle into practice, we need to define our terms, and we need a means to carry it out. In this work, the pain can be any kind of pain or problem, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual. Love is defined as 100 healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. When we practice the recommended methods, we can hold love and pain in the same space. When we hold love and pain in the same space, love contains, reduces, or eliminates the pain and guides us through what is left. We do this by practicing PMQ, or rolling the universal healing wheel. We turn the tables on our pain and make it work for rather than against us. We do this by using every painful problem, whether tiny, small, medium, large, or extreme, as a stimulant to expand our love until it is pure and unconditional. Love and pain alternate, overlap, and coexist throughout our lives, but love wins in the end. Exercises. Number 1, definition of love. In this work, love is 100 healing qualities and higher states of consciousness, or superconsciousness. Superconsciousness is an unmistakable shift in consciousness, sometimes described as the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, unfathomable stillness, intuitive wisdom, a feeling of oneness with everything, and other wonderful expressions of spirit. These experiences may last from a few minutes or hours to several days, but there is inevitably a return to ordinary consciousness unless one is a spiritual master. What is your definition of love? Have you ever had a superconscious experience? What was it like? Exercise number 2. Love is a diamond with many facets. Omniscient love is infinitely creative. There is no end to its variety of manifestations. Let her in. Watch her play throughout your day in an endless variety of ways. See Healing Power Revised, pages 374 through 77, for a description of 30 ways to practice love. What would you add to the list? Exercise number 3, the love field and the material field. In this exercise, we will look at two overlapping fields, the material field and the love field. The material field and the love field occupy the same space and compete for our attention. Please review the following table. Here you will find some key characteristics of the two fields. The material field and the love field. I will give you the list under each column, with the material field first and the love field second. The many and the one. Form and formless, visible and invisible. The human condition, which is good, bad, ugly, great, and terrible, and the qualities and higher states of consciousness. Duality and brutal reality versus safety, security, and immortality. Ordinary consciousness and super consciousness. The body and the soul. Reactivity and the qualities. Limited peace, love, joy. Unlimited peace, love, joy. Human love, divine love. Conditional love, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent love. Attraction and repulsion versus equanimity. Likes and dislikes versus loving everyone equally. Separation and oneness. Maya and God. Some additional characteristics of the material field. This is the world as we know it in ordinary physical plane consciousness. It includes our people, activities, places, events, and things. It is the entirety of the human condition, good, bad, ugly, great, and terrible. It has most or all of our attention. Our energy is trapped and addicted to this layer of reality. Some important points about the love field. The love field is a singular, omnipresent power of pure, formless, conscious energy. It inhabits all space, unifying and harmonizing everything in the universe. It is at once the source of everything and the link that connects all. It cannot be born, confined, limited, divided, or broken. It is eternal, immortal, changeless, and one. It is inside, outside, everywhere, extending forever in every direction, unifying all things and people. We do not enter this field, we are already in it. It is already in us. There is no separation. All is one. We live in this infinite ocean as a fish swims in water. The water is always right here, offering peace, love, joy, wisdom, and safety. When we realize our oneness with the ocean, we know we are immortal, indivisible, and connected to all. The love field is also referred to as the big space, the ocean, the Tao, bliss, God, the great gift, the pearl of great price, the true secret. The love field is omnipresent. It occupies the same space as the material field. We are immersed in both fields at the same time. The two fields are like magnets. They pull us in opposite directions. Our consciousness is caught in the middle of this tug of war. We have a choice. Which magnet do we follow? We want to stay in the love field at all times, no matter what the world or body is doing. This is equivalent to practicing unconditional love. This is difficult and sometimes impossible. There are a host of intruders on the physical plane that cause reactivity. Reactivity, exercise number 4. Reactivity is the culprit. It throws us out of the love field. Like a magnet, it captures our attention and energy, pulling our consciousness out of the love field into the material field. For a detailed review of how reactivity operates, see Step 5, Tools Become Barriers, in Healing Power Revised, pages 56 to 66. Step 5 describes 6 power tools that help us achieve our inner and outer goals. Thought, feeling, desire, the body, activity, and ego. However, in response to stress, the tools spin out of control, adding an additional layer of pain called reactivity. The 6 tools out of alignment are a universal problem. This misalignment pins us to the mat of the status quo. This is the root cause of much of our suffering. These are the add-ons to the inevitable suffering of life. These are the elements that pull us out of the love field. Here is the list of the tools that become barriers. There are 6. The restless mind, reactive emotions, excessive material desires, attachments, and bad habits, problems of the body, hyperactivity, and the ego. These are the elements that pull us out of the love field. The answer to the problem of reactivity can be found in that love field. The love field is always right here, everywhere present, inside and out, offering its gifts of unlimited healing qualities. Peace, love, joy, power, wisdom, courage, strength, perseverance, and more. When we are thrown out of the love field by reacting to a provocative stressor, we get back to love as soon as we can. We do this by rolling the wheel. Practice PMQ. We see the problem, in this case reactivity, pick a method and pick a quality and go to work. We work the quality until it reduces and replaces the reactivity. Then we are back comfortable and secure in the love field. When thrown out again, we roll the wheel again. This back and forth yo-yo between 2 magnets, the reactivity of the material field and the healing qualities of the love field, results in ever-expanding love until love is all there is. Exercise number 5. How can you know if you are in the love field? We cannot escape the material field. Our job is to live in it and respond with love, to remain in the love field as much as possible. How can you know if you are in the love field? Ask yourself, are my thoughts, feelings, desires, and actions permeated with love or something else? Is my mind restless or peaceful, positive, poised, and focused? Are my feelings out of control or am I calm and centered? Am I compelled by material desires, attachments, and bad habits, or am I content with what I have? Am I locked in a negative reaction, or are the healing qualities in charge? Patience, kindness, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, humor, and more. Do I love everyone equally, or am I favoring some over others on the basis of body type, personality, race, religion, nationality, sexual identity, economic class, educational level, politics, or other sources of division and separation? Is the person I am with the most important person in the world? Can you think of other criteria? Exercise number 6. God's will is love. God's will is always right here, right now, everywhere present in the love field. Think of love as a powerful magnetic energy field with a will of its own, pulling and drawing us. Follow that direction It is God's will. God's will is the love in every moment, detail, and scene. Ask yourself, what would love do? Exercise number 7, human and divine love. Please review pages 364 through 368 in Healing Power Revised. Here you will find a discussion of the connecting link between human and divine love. Following is a review of that material. Religions preach and masters teach divine love as the goal of human life. This exercise describes the process of using human relationships as a starting point for the cultivation of divine love. Here you will find a description of how to expand and purify love through horizontal and vertical axis methods. This is a difficult and sometimes painful process involving purification and transformation. The result, however, is profound and worth the struggle. Ever-expanding healing qualities and superconscious love. We have an insatiable drive for unconditional love. We must have it. In the beginning, we look to family, friends, and lovers to satisfy our craving for this perfect love. We all start here. However, human love can only satisfy a part of this need. Divine love is the only experience that is completely fulfilling. When we look to people for pure love, we fail. Human love is imperfect. We all have egos, flaws, attachments, and bad habits. These barriers impede our ability to manifest perfect love. When our need for unconditional love remains unmet, we get anxious. In this frustration, we desperately seek love in all the wrong places. We end up with codependency, multiple partners, addiction, and other such bad habits. The solution lies in the transformation of human to divine love. We can achieve this change through a process of purification. This requires discipline, effort, and ego reduction. It takes time and it hurts, so we are slow to enter the process. Even when we start, we resist its completion. However, this is the purpose of life. We are here to learn how to love when we do not. Until we begin transforming human to divine love, there will be restlessness, frustration, and dissatisfaction. To eliminate this unnecessary suffering, we must expand our love until it is unqualified. We can use our current relationships as a starting place. In our lives, we give and receive love in a variety of roles: parent, child, sibling, co-worker, friend, neighbor, or romantic partner. In the daily grind of these relationships, problems inevitably emerge. Rather than be dismayed, we can use these as opportunities to expand and purify our love. We can do some interpersonal work to improve communication and problem solving. However, the transformation of human love to divine love is ultimately about self-reform and self-mastery. It is not about others' behavior. It is about our response. Instead of looking to others, we bring love from within. Instead of trying to control and change others, which usually causes resistance, we learn how to be content and comfortable inside. There is no expectation, demand, or need for others to behave in a certain way. We give love no matter what. This higher love gives complete satisfaction while setting up the condition for others to change when they can. Divine love is omnipresent, always available as the universal balm for any problem or pain. We can tap into divine love at any time. It is already with us, implanted in the body temple as the soul or image of God. We already have the superconscious love we're looking for. It is always inside, regardless of our outer condition. Through mindful introspection, we can identify any flaw that impedes the free flow of love. Then we can apply a vertical axis method such as mindfulness or meditation to cultivate the love that is already there. We leave no stone unturned, working to remove all traces of negativity, however long that might take. To summarize, when we have an interpersonal conflict, we do some work on the horizontal plane, such as communication, problem solving, negotiating unmet needs, and so forth. You might see the interpersonal problem-solving discussion on pages 140 to 143 of this workbook. This works, but often our problem will not immediately dissolve. We are still in pain. This is good, as it allows us to practice surrender or acceptance. With the practice of surrender, we accept this pain as the teacher and stimulant for the cultivation of higher love through the practice of vertical axis methods. Pain is the teacher. The lesson plan is cultivation of unconditional love through the methods described in the great books: meditation, mindfulness, spiritual study, breathwork, yoga, and so forth. When we do this work, love grows on the vertical axis. Then we give that higher, more refined love to all whom we meet on the horizontal axis. Connect human or horizontal axis love and divine love or vertical axis love in a continuum with movement slowly to vertical over time. As we learn how to grow and balance love on the horizontal and vertical axes, there are fewer bumps. The ride is smoother, and then smooth. In the end, love is one. There is no division between God, self, and others, and no vertical or horizontal axes, only love. It takes a long time and a lot of work to get to this exalted state of consciousness. It is reserved for the masters. On the way, there is a slow and subtle increase in peace, strength, harmony, and balance, with an occasional glimpse of ecstasy. Later, there is ever new joy. What is the difference between conditional love and unconditional love? How are they connected? Create yourself as a character in a story whose center is unconditional love. Following are some quotes from groups and classes on love. Love makes it all happen. It opens and calms you. Only love can change others. I tell my pain story to God in meditation. Then I sit there and wait for big love to come in and help me manage it skillfully, because I can't do it alone. Your power in the story is always love. When you find love, you find your power. Love is in the details. It is in small things like tone of voice, facial expression, passing actions of hospitality, in showing concern to some kid on campus who you don't know but who you caught out of the corner of your closely observant ear or eye. Maybe this is another way of saying, good is in the details. There are good people everywhere, and it is worth observing them carefully because in the end, it is those small things we see done with care that influence over the course of a lifetime. Everything else is an abstraction. Stephen G. Post. Everything that counts is for love. It is the engine of life. Compassion is a muscle. It needs exercise. Always connect to the heart first. It's all about love. Start your climb. Listen to the voice of love inside and out. Love is not an emotional sentiment, but the ultimate truth at the heart of creation. Live from love within while you pursue your outer goals. Focus on giving love instead of all the bad stuff coming in. Love works better than any strategy. When there is no love, you can be the love that is missing. Create the love you are not feeling. Talk to people. Befriend them. Unconditional love unties the knot of every problem, small or large. Love is my medicine. I take love pills every day and PRN as needed. I take an IV slow drip for long-term problems and IV push for crises. The one thing I know, I always need more. Compassion is a tough taskmaster. Be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. Love is the general in charge. The qualities are the soldiers. The answer to the cosmic puzzle is unconditional love. Cultivate that and see everything fall into place. Get out there and let love kick you around. Some saints practice radical compassion. This is compassion under all conditions, even at risk of losing life or enlightenment. Every painful problem, whether tiny, small, medium, large, or extreme, is a stimulant to expand our love until it is pure and unconditional. To accomplish this lofty goal, we need help from the God of love. Love is the God of the universe, the healer of healers, the power of powers. She is stronger than even the most brutal of realities. With our efforts and her grace, we can transform the inevitable suffering of life into peace, strength, and wisdom. Use any method you wish to cultivate love in response to your pain, and you will evolve. It doesn't matter what the pain does. Just keep coming back with love. Love and pain alternate, overlap, and coexist throughout our lives, but love wins in the end.